Jeannie Garcia leads the crowd across the street from the jail and calling out to inmates. She then yells out to a man she calls a very close family member.
I'm coming for you!
You can faintly hear him shout back. Garcia says he cried to her on the phone a few days before.
He says he feels unsafe in there, feels like he's going to die in there, he's not going to get home, all for a technical probation violation. And I am not saying that these things don't need to be addressed. But what I am saying is right now, with this pandemic in that jail, it's going to fester and it's going to get a lot of people sick that do not deserve a death sentence.
The numbers fluctuate, but as many as a third of officers and inmates have tested positive for the virus in recent weeks. Garcia and others say COVID court delays are keeping people in jail too long, and now the population has swelled to pre-pandemic numbers. Local elected officials have asked the state corrections department for money to build more social distancing measures, but former inmate Jose Rivera questions that.
That makes no sense. Continue to throw money on it when
it's
simple. Let the people out who don't have these high crimes.
The county district attorney says he's considering a list of potential inmates for release, but his priority remains public safety. Vigil attendees are calling on county commissioners to tour the facility and report back. Tyler Pratt, WLVR News.